which chant, the last song, it says, "Holy, holy, holy, thou art Lord God Almighty." Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Peter writes an enlightened Peter and a illumined Peter, not the unbelieving Peter that was in the gospel accounts. A new version of Peter says, "Be ye holy as he is holy." Holy. Praise God. Because Peter had come to the place where he realized that he was an expression of the living God upon the earth. So he says, "Be ye holy." Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Be ye holy is not just this way. Amen. Don't eat this way. Don't drink this way. Don't talk this way. Holiness in this sense, it means to be consecrated unto the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Holiness means to be consecrated. What does it say? Consecrated unto the name of the Lord. So when it says holy, holy, it means you are walking solely on account of the name of the
Lord.
Now this is the will of God, and this is the opening to the prosperity that God has reserved for his people. Praise God. There's no other way than to get this revelation. You know what we've been doing all these years? Praise God, try and let there be a bit of, please, if you have children, please, I beg you, let there be a bit of stillness, please. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what we've been doing all these years? We've been looking out something, for something without us. We've been looking out for some kind of hope without. But Jesus Christ has come today to tell you that the joy and the prosperity you seek is already present in you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The will of God for every man is happiness, joy, peace, gladness. Praise God. God does not want a soul to feel that he's sad or downcast and he feels that he's glorifying God for that. You know, religion tries to make you think that if you are sad, you know, you are down. You know, Italians would say triste, that is a kind of sacrifice unto God. But that is not the will of God. Praise God. God is the author of enjoyment. Hallelujah. The Bible says he has come that you may have life and life abundantly. Now, he's not speaking about anything apart from that pleasurable life of Eden. If you look, break that word down, that life that he's speaking about, he's speaking about the life of Eden. Praise God. The life that we had in God in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden. Now, Eden, what does Eden mean? Do you know what Eden means? Eden means pleasures. Enjoyment. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. I will enter his gates with what?
Thanksgiving.
And hallelujah. There is a stream that makes what? The city of God glad. There is a stream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God today is giving us a key to discover this place. And today is now is the moment. Our prosperity is not like the world teaches. You see, what Christianity fails to do today is to tell you what prosperity is all about. Our prosperity is not like the way of the world, praise God, where we think that we can gather things unto ourselves in this world and measure our prosperity in that way. No. Our prosperity is not as this world gives us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a joy that is beyond the words. Amen.
Amen.
There's a joy that is beyond what? Expression. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a joy that And that is the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, today I'm going to share about a garden that is within you. Praise God. And talk to the book of Songs of Solomon. A garden that is within you. Do you believe there's a garden within you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
A garden within you. Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 12. Is that a good? I'll read it, don't worry. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, campfire, with sparkling and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all of the chief spices, a fountain of gardens, a well of what? Living waters and streams from Lebanon. Praise God. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south wind, and blow over my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat of his food. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you are to read the original text of the Song of Solomon, it was very erotic. In fact, they watered it down. They tried to help God, you know, to water the thing down, to help. They thought that probably it was a mistake. In fact, there are some verses of the Bible where they remove the Song of Solomon because they think it's a mistake. That is not a holy book. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But you see, like I've always said it, the Bible that you see today, that book we call the Bible, is not complete without the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ says, search the scriptures as much as you want. You think that you have life in them, you will not have no life. Praise God. There is no life in the letters. Praise God. The Bible says that I was once alive in God, but when the letters came, I died. Praise God. If you read the Bible with just ordinary eyes, as an ordinary man, thinking it's a historical book, you will what? You will die. Paul says the letter killer is the spirit that gives what?
Life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So you can see Jesus Christ says, you will not come to me. That Bible that you are reading is testifying of me. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That Bible you are reading is what? Is testifying of what? Of me. Hallelujah. Now, why is this thing very important? Because if I don't know this me that Jesus Christ spoke about, there's not going nowhere. You will die in your sins and your trespasses. Praise God. If you don't know the mystery of this me, this I that Jesus Christ always spoke about, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the resurrection, I am the door, I am the Alpha and the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end, I am that I am. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know the mystery of this I, you will die away in your sins and your trespasses. Praise God. So everything we see in the Bible testifies of this thing. We're going to see what it means now, because the Bible is saying today that there is a garden within every man. But how come we don't know about these things? Because it is what? Sealed. When something is sealed, it's locked up. It is hidden from the comprehension of the normal man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want us to understand that that man God drove out in the beginning, in the book of Genesis chapter 3, is actually an allegory of every man today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When God drives, when Bible says God drove Adam out of the garden, it's not a physical movement. It's not something physical. We're speaking of a spiritual concept here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because what that movement is, a movement from a spiritual elevated place in God into the realm of the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all along today, everybody is searching for God You know, when you are in the dark, you are looking for an object in the dark. You are looking for a needle. See, in a haystack, in the dark, you can't find it, praise God. And that's how it is when men are looking for God. Hallelujah. Looking for God everywhere. Hallelujah. Crying and praying to something that doesn't exist. Praying for a hope that doesn't exist. Watching out for a hope that doesn't exist. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
But it says, today I have come that you may have life and life abundantly. I've come to give you access back into that garden. Hallelujah. When he says, I've given you the keys of what?
Kingdom.
The kingdom, the keys of hell and death, to loosen you so that you can have access back into that kingdom. Hallelujah. Like our sister read, those who have believed, out of their belly is the innermost being. Hallelujah. Those rivers of living water, where do you think that they are located? Do you remember the Garden of Eden? The Bible spoke about a stream that flowed through the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And that stream broke into four parts.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the river of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a gushing out of the knowledge. Hallelujah. Of the essence of God.
Hallelujah.
And all that is sealed up within a man. Every man, no matter what your condition is, happening, no matter what you've been through, it's there.
Amen.
Now, I've always told you that God is not involved in our kind of conditions. You know, we as men, we are very good to judge. We are quick to judge. A man is very quick to judge and say, well, there's not, when he looks at the outer condition of somebody, the behavioral pattern is very easy to judge. And we say, well, that one is disqualified. But God is not in that, praise God. Because every man, even the scribes and Pharisees that crucified Jesus, they asked Jesus, where is the kingdom of God? How does it come? Jesus Christ told them, the kingdom of God is within you. Now he was speaking to those who killed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he has come to give us the key, the understanding. Those that believe in my name will have access back into that garden. Praise God. That garden with trees, with fruits. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Praise God. Are there the fruits of the Spirit? Joy, peace, gladness. That is all we need. You see, our pursuit for things in this world, the major goal is to find peace, joy, fulfillment, and you cannot find it in this world. Praise God. You say that you have a salary of 1,000 euro and you want to increase it to 2,000, and you think you find your peace there, you wouldn't find it. Praise God. You want to have the best husband and all the children in the world, you think that that's what peace will give you, peace? When you do that, and let me hear what you said, the searching will never stop. Until you come to the place where you discover the keys of life back into that garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He that believes in my name will discover that garden within him, where the rivers, hallelujah, flow. Rivers of what? Living water. Hallelujah. How do you believe in him? Praise God. It's not just coming to church and you come to the front. You say you have an altar call, and you come and say you give your life to Christ. Praise God. And you give your life to Christ, amen. And we praise God. Thank God for that. But it's more than that, praise God. It's much more than that. Believing in that name means living in that name.
Amen.
It means walking in that name.
Hallelujah.
It means recognizing the mystery of that name.
Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because only by that name can I have access into God's kingdom.
Amen.
No man, that's why the Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The Garden of Eden is God's realm. The Garden of Eden is God's kingdom. The Garden of Eden is God's presence. It's God's dimension.
Amen.
And how do you get there? It's by waking to the fact that you are Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He said, I am the resurrection. When you wake up from the dead, you will discover that you are Him.
Amen.
Because God did not create any other man apart from that one who is the image and the likeness of God. And only in that image can you enter into God's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Only in that knowledge can you enter into God's kingdom. And it's a spiritual knowledge. It's a spiritual consciousness. It's a spiritual, because we are spiritual body.
Amen.
We make a mistake thinking that we are male, we are female, we are this, we are that, we are not that. Because that's why I said you must let go of your life upon the earth. Today we are being put before a mirror and we are seeing the image, the true image of the Christ. So that as we are looking for the mirror, we are now being conformed to that image, which is the image of the Christ. It's a celestial image. It's an image that has been from eternity. Before this body was I am. Before Moses was I am.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ says, I will be in Him before this world was. Paul spoke about the glory that is to be revealed, that was predestined before time. Before we entered into this dimension where we started to struggle for survival and fight each other and, you know, take plans with one another and all that kind of stuff and point fingers to one another. That's our work. Amen. I know many brethren who come to church, what they do in church is just to sit down and assess the mistakes the pastor is making. That's all. That's their ministry. Their ministry is to find out what the pastor is doing wrong. Hallelujah. That's our ministry. We meet them with you. And we meet with you a lot.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I used to hold conferences. Many, many conferences. And you know, thinking that you are preaching spiritual food for people to come to receive. Hallelujah. The other day I invited somebody from Australia, a brother from Australia who had good word, and we had a buffet and everything. Do you know after that meeting? People started calling me. I thought they are calling me to ask for you know, for what about the word? To go deeper into the word. You know what they are asking for? For loan, for money. A long list. Brother, I need money. Brother, I need a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
But I said, but is that what people came there to see? Is this not the word of God I came to preach? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ says, I don't have any bread to give you. What I have is the word of life. I am the bread of life. If you eat of me, commune with me, you shall never die. That is the gift of God. Because your prosperity will come and follow you when you discover God's kingdom. Praise God. The prosperity you are seeking will follow you when you discover God's kingdom within you. So we don't go about seeking the glory of this world first, but we seek that thing that is within us first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A kingdom within every man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's called the kingdom of God. Praise God. Now let's quickly go. I'm going to show you some deeper allegories today. The book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5, verse 7. Now, bear in mind, like I told you, these are parables. Praise God.
Amen.
They are what? Parables. When I was in university, my early years in the faith, I remember I saw a white, the Lord, you know, I'm not someone that sees visions very often. Very rare, not like my wife. It's very rare. And then I was there just like that. The Lord showed me a woman with a black body, a white woman, pure white, and you know, everything white. And she was writing a straight language. And I was there sitting there learning the straight language. Amen. And God interpreted to me later that He's going to teach me a straight language. See, what the Bible speaks about speaking in tongues, we speak a new language. He does not cancel the Bodo Baba Shababa. I do that still. Amen. He doesn't cancel that. I'm not criticizing that. I'm not on that. Praise God. But there's a language of the Spirit that we are learning today. Jesus Christ says, the Spirit shall teach you all things. Amen. The Spirit teaches you the deep things of God. God has a language. It's a spiritual language. You see, we have all along been conformed to a language that is terrestrial. That's why we look at each other and I can see this person say he's a man. This is how he looks, a runner. You see, but if I have the spiritual language, I can't see a man. I see beyond the body. So when God comes here, God does not see you as this name that you call yourself in this world. He sees his beloved son. Eh? You know that? But there are certain things that you need to learn by the Spirit. It's a new language given us. These things will give you the ability to escape the corruption that is in this world. Amen? I know some people who can't, they can't be steady when a skirt passes them. When they see a lady in skirt, they shake and all that kind of stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Why? It's called the mind. The mindset has been subjected to vanity. See, but when you begin to learn of the Spirit, these things begin to change. Certain bondages that you have been bound with begin to leave you. You ask that guy whether he likes it. He'll tell you he doesn't like it. But how can he stop it? Praise God. So what we are beginning to learn a new mind, praise God, is the mind of the Spirit, praise God, and a spiritual language. So what I'm going to hear deep things today, and I want you to understand, praise God, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And God formed man of the dust of the ground, praise God, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of what? Of life. And man became what? A living soul. And God planted what? A garden, each one in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed, praise God. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow everything that is pleasant to the sight, good for food. Amen. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then a river. Now what is one? A river went out of where?
Eden.
To water the garden. Hallelujah. And from thence it parted and became four heads. Praise God. Now let us skip that to verse 15. Go to verse 15. And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden to dress it. And to do what?
Keep it.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of every tree in the garden, thou mayest eat it freely, but of the tree of what?
Knowledge.
The knowledge of what?
Good and evil.
Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou shalt eat of it, you shall surely die. Now let's stop there. Now these are things you have to go back to read. Praise God. I want us to understand that revelation cannot be given by me, the teacher. See, the revelation is given by the Spirit. Praise God. I can give information. But it's how I can go back and walk in the Spirit and receive it from the Lord that it becomes mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been certain places before, baby crowd, and only just one or two people will ever understand me. We've seen this over the years. Praise God. And it's not a matter of baby crowds. Don't be deceived with crowds. I've always said this. Don't be fooled with big chairs, numbers, and all that. Don't be fooled. And then you know the late Idausa. You know, you saw one of my write-ups in the days, myself and my brother. The late Idausa. He showed me someone of my write-ups. You know, he told the people there that he wants to see us. Who are these people that wrote? He wants to meet us. And you know that those are very busy men. So the elderly woman that comes, says, but what? Why did he react like that? Because he saw something that's touching that he had not heard before. That's happening in high places. You see, that you will probably feel that they know everything. It's not so. It doesn't work that way. Praise God, hallelujah. So you just have to understand how the Spirit moves. Learn to understand the communication of the Spirit. This story here is a story that is very, very prophetic, multi-dimensional. I can pick the Garden of Eden in 50 different ways. and all of them are truth. The mystery of marriage is already there. See, the mystery of the resurrection is already there. See, when God breathes into Adam, into the man on the dust, he breathes into him. Do you think it's somebody, a physical thing out there? It's an allegory. It's what's happening today when we are hearing the voice of the Spirit. It's what's happening today as you receive the Spirit of God. God is breathing life into you. He's bringing inspiration of the Almighty. He's bringing into you an understanding of God. And he's raising you out of the dust. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
He's raising you out of the dust. Because when we walk as men, we walk as creatures of the dust. We are like crawling on the earth like serpents, dead in our sins and trespasses, not knowing that we are creatures of God. We have been begotten by the incorruptible seed of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says you are gods.
Hallelujah.
Sons of what?
Yes.
But you die as what?
Yes.
As men. So he has come to give us an understanding. That understanding comes by the breath. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive understanding.
Amen.
And I tell you, that understanding will not teach you how to get a husband, or how to get, how to calculate mathematics and all, how to make money, how to get the best grade in class, and how to become a billionaire. That breath of God, what it does is to elevate you back into the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Praise God, and every other thing will follow.
Hallelujah.
It's not the other way around. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, this kind of teaching does not put crown. It does, and I won't lie. Praise God, I don't want to deceive people. I don't want to have a full church, and you know, at the end of the day, I'll be here. Praise God. So you can see, Adam was put into what? Into the garden. It's a kind of elevation. Promotion comes from what? From God. It's a promotion. It's an elevation. Resurrection. When you come out from the grave, from the dust, what comes out is actually the Son of God. It's Christ. The hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of what? Of the Son of Man. And shall arise from their graves. Don't you know your flesh is a grave? Don't you know when you are living in the flesh, thinking that you are flesh and blood, that you are just ordinary mortals, that you are dead in your sins and trespasses, that you are dead? The Bible says, I am all
dies.
All. So where are they buried? When you die, where do they bury you? It's in your flesh consciousness. That's why Jesus Christ said, look at you, look like coffin. You don't know you are nothing but coffins. Sepulchres. Coffins, hallelujah. Everything beautiful, fine suits, beautiful puppets, but just coffins, a coffin preaching there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
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 God have mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God puts, when you are away from the grave, you now begin to assess the garden of Eden. It's pleasures and enjoyment. You begin to enjoy the fellowship of the ages in God. It's something that's already present in you. When you come out of your flesh, it's going back into the spirit man. It's the spirit man that is waking up. And you need to discover that everything that is God is yours. That you are one with God the Father. You begin to enjoy quality fellowship. Now the rivers of joy begin to flow. And there's a river that makes it glad the city of God.
Yes.
We shall drink of the pleasures.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of the river of pleasures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all within you.
Hallelujah.
Don't go far. Don't look out anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't look out for it in the church or anywhere. It's here within you.
Amen.
If the pastor is not telling you of this secret of the Christ in you, he's not a pastor. That's a false prophet. And they have good intentions. Nobody wants to do you any harm. They're nice men. Say it. But the spirit, they are disqualified. Any spirit that will not teach you this mystery of Christ, not of God. This, and Antichrist doesn't want you to know this secret. This is the work of the devil. Do you hear me? The devil can come out here with a pulpit and a people with a tie and suit and you know, pull the greatest crap. But listen properly. Listen to the language. If he's diverting you from this knowledge that is in you, the Lord of God. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when God put Adam in the garden, what did God tell Adam? You should want keep the garden. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't let the fox enter into your garden.
Amen.
To destroy your garden. Now, first of all, you must understand what that serpent is. That serpent that was in the garden. Praise God. You know what that serpent that was in the garden? Listen properly to your argument. It's your carnal mind. It's the serpent that is in your garden. Your carnal mind is what feeds you death. The carnal mind is unaware of the things of God. The carnal mind is unaware of the spiritual things of God. It's unaware of the realm of God. The carnal mind can only see after good and evil. It can only judge according to appearances. It can't see beyond that. It cannot understand the things of God. No matter how you try, it cannot. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So God says, keep yourself. Don't let the forces enter into your garden. Don't let the doctrines of religion, that liberal religion, to enter into your world, into your garden. Don't let the beliefs of men enter into your garden. Don't let carnality enter into your garden.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, for us, we always try to, you know, we are so bothered about outside things. How to save people. See, how to become savior of the rainbow. How to evangelize them, right? God, I remember having a friend in London. A Jamaican sister came to him for prayers. She had a problem with her family, you know, a very bitter divorce. And this nice brother of mine, very nice, very powerful, glorious. You know what happened? He went into prayer session with this lady for years. And years after, he found himself in a bitter divorce battle with this same sister. Praise God. He started off with a prayer. Before he knew, he found himself, you know, locked up with that sister for 7 years. And after that 7 years, everything that he gained spiritually, he lost it. He had to go back to the beginning. When I went to meet him in London, he was staying in a room in the church. And if you know this man, very handsome, very flamboyant, this woman brought him to nothing. Why? He was not keeping his garden. He went outside to keep other people's garden. You are not kept your own garden, you want to go and keep another man's garden. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why I don't follow, I don't go around running after people. Amen. God told me, don't wrestle with the vessels. Don't wrestle with them. If they don't want to listen to the word, bless them and move on.
Amen.
Don't wrestle with the vessels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If they don't understand the message, brother, move on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Other guys will hear the message and they will believe.
Amen.
Move on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be young to unbelievers. Praise God, unbelievers, they will set you back.
Yes.
They set you back. You're not better than them. Mark, you're not better than them. But just keep yourself. That's why Paul says, don't lay your hands hastily on anybody. Don't pray for anybody fast. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have some people who just come around from church to church, going for prayers and going causing problems everywhere. That's their work. That's a ministry. It's problem to problem. Praise God. And God will always show you these people, but you at times don't want to listen. And you know what? God told me, stay away from them. If somebody's not aiding you in your movement towards God's glory, stay away from what?
Yes.
From them. It doesn't matter if your church is full or small. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
What matters is that you discover the garden within
you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be deceived by the deceitfulness of riches and the glories of this world. I know people who have very, very big, massive churches, and they are under pressure to pay the bills. And they go about blackmailing their members for tithes, using scripture and manipulating scriptures. The quality time you are going to spend to edify one another in the truth, you use it to raise offerings, and it goes on and 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 on. It never ends. That was the intention of God. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see them having heartbreak problems later on. Why? Because the garden has not been kept. Praise God. We want to keep ourselves in the spirit. Keep ourselves in the knowledge
Amen.
Of God. Keep ourselves in the knowledge of the I am. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's a garden within every man, and God wants us to assess it and also to keep ourselves in that condition. Hallelujah. I spoke about fasting and praying the other days. I told you that fasting and praying goes beyond and all that kind of stuff. Isaiah 58 speaks about fasting and prayer. You should not go, don't read it now, go into that in another message. But basically, if you want to really truly fast and pray, it's how you exercise yourself in the mystery of godliness. That's your fasting and prayer, that's acceptable of God.
Hallelujah.
It's how you exercise yourself, not speaking your own words, carnal words, but rather exercising yourself in the ministry of godliness. See, it's more difficult to walk in the spirit than to deny yourself food for one day. You know what it means to walk in the spirit? To deny yourself.
Yes.
Deny yourself. Not speaking your own words, not putting the yoke, not putting your fingers, and keep yourself in the knowledge of the I am. He said that your soul shall be like what? A well-watered garden. That's the garden of Eden. It's all within you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He that believes out of his belly shall flow what?
Rivers
of living water. Hallelujah. Isaiah 35. We're going to run up with that. Isaiah 35. It speaks about how God changes the wilderness into a blossoming garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How God changes thirsty dry lands. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, these are some of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. And I advise you to read them when you go back home. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let the Bible stop being a Sunday sermon thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what they call Alamoku? Sunday message. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The wilderness and the solitary place shall be what? Shall be glad for them.
Amen.
Isaiah 35. The desert shall
rejoice.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And blossom as what? The rose. It shall blossom what? Abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and what?
Singing.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it.
Amen.
The excellency of Carmel and Sharon.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go down to verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be stopped. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then shall the lame man lift as a hat, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For the wilderness shall what? Desert break forth.
Amen.
And streams in the desert.
Amen.
And the parched land shall become what?
A pool.
As a pool. And a thirsty large spring of water in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall there be grass, shall be grass with reeds and rushes.
Amen.
And a highway
shall be there.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Shall be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a way, and it shall become what? The way of
holiness.
The unclean thing shall not pass over it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, the unclean thing. But it shall be for those the wayfaring men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those fools
shall not
hear daring. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No lion shall
be there.
be there. Nor ravenous beast shall be the gold upon Jeron. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Mount Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow. Now, brethren, sorrows, sadness, sighing shall what?
Flee away.
It is now, brethren. Bear in mind that the things of God are what? Now. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
What we're seeing here is a picture of the plan of God as He introduces man back into that realm called Eden. Because when you are outside of this reality, you are in the desert. The Bible says Adam was what? Cast into a desert. Because it talks about the tilling of the ground. You shall not yield food. You shall yield thorns and thistles. Cactus. Have you heard of cactus? That is the desert. It's a desert condition where there is no knowledge of God. This is the realm where the unbelievers inhabit. See, it's the realm of unbelief where you sweat day and night. See, when you're always living in sin consciousness and, you know, in fear and in torment day and night. Hallelujah. That's a wilderness state of the soul of man. And I tell you, money cannot quench it.
At all.
See, all these great stars who go on cocaine and people who had humble beginnings, they begin to think that they could use cocaine to find this place of joy. You could get high for a moment. But you can bear with me that when you go high, that's how you come down.
Even more hard.
And when you come down, you go up again, and you come down harder again, and they keep going on until they lose their lives. They're seeking for a joy. They're seeking for the peace. They're seeking for the glory of God. See, it cannot be in your husband, in getting a husband or a wife. Now, some of us enter into wrong hands because we're not listening to God. We want to teach God what to do. Because God will always tell you, don't do this or not do that. That's why we enter into problems we enter into. All of us are guilty of it. Because I've lost lots of big money in the past. Why? Because, you know, we are not listening. All of us have experienced it because we are not listening. If we listen, God is always there. There's a voice that will tell you the right thing to do, the right partner that you have. You don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to be like anybody. If you're looking for companionship, God will give you the right person. But what if you don't have waited for love? Maybe it's best for you. You have to trust God. Every situation that you are in, to be happy. Be happy in every situation you find yourself. Learn to be happy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So what happens? He says that the desert shall be converted and everything converted, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Now, what is this glory of the Lord that is to be revealed? What is this glory of the Lord that is to be revealed? Is God manifesting in your flesh? Amen.
Amen.
God reveals Himself through you, through His Son. The invisible God reveals Himself through His sons who are in the resurrection. They are the ones that manifest God to the creation. Great is the mystery of godliness. It's a mystery that we are called to all partake. Jesus Christ said, the works that I do,
greater works you shall do.
You shall do this work. Now what are the works that He's doing? Jesus Christ was revealing the mystery of godliness to mankind. He says, the Father is in me. The Father, come on, the Father you are looking for, the God you are looking for is inside of me. Mm-hmm. And He says it later that the works I do, you do also. If you are awake, it's the Father that is awake, appearing. There's only one life. Paul, who had this revelation, wrote, there's one Father. That's one spirit, one God, one God, one body, one faith, one Father, who is above all, through us all, in you. One Father. When you are awake, is the Father that appears.
Amen.
Mount Zion, those who are redeemed upon Mount Zion, you see it in the book of Revelation, they all had the name of the Father upon their forehead. It means that they will walk in the name of the Father. I shall give you a new name. It's not tomorrow when you die. Paul says, we have come to Mount Zion. It's not tomorrow. Don't listen to prophecy. Don't listen to any preachers. Because now is the time. The hour is coming, and now
the hour
is not tomorrow. Not when something happens in Iraq. Not when Antichrist appears or Mark of the Beast appears. Somebody comes with the Mark of the Beast somewhere. All those are just human interpretations. Because the Mark of the Beast is the nature that every man puts on in transgression. All men already have the Mark of the Beast. It's the mark of man, it's the number of man, it's the nature of carnality that we put on all men to throw away all those books. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, one sister called me one day, what of this man of God that did this to you? I said, which man of God? He said, but this man of God, he did this thing. But I told him about this. Jesus Christ said, I will send among you small children, small boys with wisdom. Some of them you reject, some of them you despise. Please God to do this way. The useless things of this world, God has given them the world. Praise God. This is my wife, she's been with me all these years. Hallelujah. And she knows we've walked into places that when we nobody knew us, even the white congregations, and they said that you have a word from God. They met, she's a witness. If she wants to look at my conduct, she won't be listening to me. But she knows what she has heard again and again.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling the truth. What God has shown me is what I revealed. It's what I'm speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. For the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and that is the Christ in you. It's God in you. Amen.
Amen.
He comes, he's appearing, he's through you. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If I'm touching the Lord's body. Paul said that some of us are having problems because we are not discerning the Lord's body. You think that they are joking with other people? But it's the Lord's body. It's God's body. This is the temple of God. God dwells in it. You think what it is? Who did it? God is by dwelling there. Hallelujah. That's food for thought.
Amen.
So he said that what? He said that it's a place where of holiness. I told you holiness is about walking solely on account of the name of the Lord. That's holiness. It's not about eat, don't drink. When you are holy, nobody will tell you what to do. Amen. Now I have all the money in my pocket. I can go out and buy all the whiskeys and all the bandies and all the joints and all the hemp. And I can do all those things I want. See? It? I can do anything I want in my life. But when you have the anointing in you, nobody has to tell you what to do. Praise God. You are no more a slave to those elementary things. You are above them. See, you are above lust. Amen. You are above all those things. This is the power of love that God is breaking in our life through the knowledge of the divine life of Christ that is in us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says on this path of holiness, you don't see beasts, lions. Do you know what those beasts are? Lions. What is he talking about? He's talking about the carnal mind. Nothing carnal. Carnality cannot find himself in that realm. See, henceforth do I know no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. If I begin to see things after the carnal mind, I'm seeing men after the flesh. And that is the wrong vision. I'm not seeing the right thing. As I'm telling you, I'm standing for the condition of God. I'm seeing God's.
Amen.
Amen. I'm seeing the condition of the Almighty. And it's true. It's not something we're working on. This is the truth. So I have to conform myself more and more to this knowledge.
Amen.
I'm fitting to this knowledge. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So it says that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and this path is a path of holiness. No lion shall be found thereon. It's a place for the ransom of the Lord. Hallelujah. It shall return to Zion with joy and gladness in our heart. Amen. Now this is the will of God for every man. And it can only occur as we spiritualize ourselves. awaken to our true spiritual identity. We're spirit. We're not flesh and blood. See, we are pure spirit.
Amen.
Pure spirit. See, every problem we have in this life as men is because we think we are flesh and blood. See, we slept. When you are sleeping, you know, you think that you are flesh and blood. You think you are male, you are female. See, you think that you are black, you are white. See, and you think that you have this loss, you have this problem, you think that you are poor, you are rich. You are spirit, and spirit holds all things.
Amen.
And there's one spirit, the Lord is the
spirit.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
So we're hearing the things of God. Hallelujah. Bible says we should return to our first love. Amen. Those who return to their first love, what is your first love? It's Christ.
Amen.
That's your true identity. Now, if you return to this, you can find the Garden of Eden. It's all here. Hallelujah. Today we have heard the keys to returning to the Garden of Eden. Amen. God has told us to be more and more spiritually conscious.
Amen.
We should learn to meditate more on the word. See, less of activities. We are too carried away with that. We want to save the whole world. See, we are busy trying to save others. We are busy trying to repair other people's gardens. And when you are repairing other people's gardens, the foxes are entering our gardens. And we are suffering many things. Praise God. It's very important we know these things. You know Saul? Saul in the Bible? Saul in the Bible, in a prophetic gesture, was going around looking for the father's asses. He went around looking, the father's asses were missing. Saul went around looking for the father's asses until he met the prophet who told him, look that aside. Your father's asses have been
found.
Amen.
Amen.
You follow the musicians and go up to the priest and listen to prophecy. Listen to the prophets. That's all you need, praise God. That's all we ever need, brethren. Amen. So at times you might think that there's no activity. There's an activity in what here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have you seen the butterfly? When it's before the butterfly transforms from the worm to the butterfly, it comes to a place where it looks like it is dead. There's no activity. See, but inside there's an activity going on.
Amen.
Meditation. A conformation into the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Can we stand up?
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, thank you. Better be your name. Thank you for this opening into your kingdom. The hour comes and now is, praise God. Cause of people to drink of the fountains of living water.
Yes, God.
Cause of people to discover that place of pleasures at your right hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The nations that don't know you are cast into hell.
Thank you.
According to the Psalms, the nations that don't know God are cast into hell. But today you are giving us an understanding.
Amen.
To deliver us from destruction.
Amen.
So that we don't perish anymore but enter into life. Let us know the joy of our salvation. Hallelujah. Renew in us the joy, the peace, the gladness, the power, the glory. Oh Father, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Your prayer should be directed more to receive that bread from above, to receive that wisdom from above. Hallelujah. He that lacks wisdom, let him ask what? The Father of lights, and he shall what? Give you wisdom. That wisdom is the celestial knowledge that opens the door into a new realm, into God's kingdom. There you come. Hallelujah. Into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. A new dimension. All things are made new. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for light is shining. Darkness has been destroyed. The mind of sin is destroyed. As we hear the word of truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah. We pray for the needy here. Let your spirit move with them. strengthen those who need work, create opportunities for them, open doors, miraculous life in every aspect of their life, everything miraculous. We ask for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And above all, that I may know Him.
Oh, yes.
That I may know the mystery of this Christ.
Amen.
That would head us off. That I may know Him. And if I know Him, it means I know myself. The way that I am known of You. Thank You, God.
Thank You, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, let me pray.
Amen.
Amen.